I don't care what your mama says. Greg Jake time is the best time of year. I don't care what your mama says. Greggles is full of cheer. I don't care about Santa's sleigh. All I care about is Christmas in the USA. I wish it was Greg's show today in the good old USA. Beep 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 beep
beep beep beep boo. From a desk in the Yay Network studios, where an actual radio show happens. It's the Greg and Greg Show with Greg and, of course, Greg. Take it away, Greg.
What's up? It's the Greg and Greg Show. I'm Greg Jake.
I am Horatio Sands. What? Why are you sitting there like that? Why you got that look on your face? Why is your mouth exploding? Oh, man.
It's a really big, important day here.
Yeah, really big and important, and also a day.
It's somebody's birthday. Today is a birthday.
Whose birthday?
Probably the greatest human being to ever step foot in the city of Dallas.
Mark Cuban.
Nope.
H.W.
Nope.
W.
Nope. This man is 36 years old today.
Oh, no. Is it Dirk's birthday?
It's Dirk's birthday. Yes!
It's Dirk Day. Happy Dirk Day.
So today is the 36th birthday of my leader, my sports leader, and my hero, Dirk Nowitzki. And I'll tell you what. He's getting up there in age, which means that he doesn't have much longer left in the NBA.
His knees are gone. They're toast.
When he retires, I swear to you, I'm going to cry.
Good. I want a good old sports cry from you.
Like, I don't know how I'm going to handle basketball in this town without that guy.
Well,
he's made me so happy.
He's brought so much joy.
He brought a championship to my life.
One.
He's thrilled me numerous times. He's the largest man on the planet who can shoot the three-pointer with a consistent, making ratio.
Consistent making ratio.
Yeah,
is that
whatever.
Official basketball terminology?
Yes, it is. Yeah, I just came up with it. It's going to be the worst day of my life when
okay.
he retires. Sports note number two to start the day.
Mm-hmm.
Local product, Highland Park boy, friend of my father, current L.A. Dodger, Clayton Kershaw, threw the second no-hitter of the MLB season last night.
But he didn't throw a perfect game.
Wasn't a perfect game.
Just threw a no-hitter.
He struck out 15, which is the highest strikeout number in a no-hitter ever in baseball.
Nice.
So, way to go, Clayton.
Good job, Clayty.
Yeah, pretty sweet. All right, what do you got?
Well, my hatred of BuzzFeed has been well-documented at
yes.
this point.
It sure has.
It's a garbage website for garbage people.
It was okay in the beginning. Because it's like, oh, look, there's a list. That's
it was
a
something
funny
new.
List. Right.
And then that's all they did. Mm-hmm. And that's all they do. It's very lazy at this mm-hmm. point. And it's just recycling the same GIFs and trying to make them fit into whatever they're talking about. And barely, sometimes they barely even do.
The problem with it is that they don't give you an even number of things in the list.
It's always an arbitrary number. It's always like something geared towards getting clicked on. It's mm-hmm. just garbage.
Here's 37 reasons why
it's great to grow up in Dallas.
Right.
And then it's like, oh, you've ever seen this statue? Sure have. How hilarious is this list?
Here's 23 reasons why you shouldn't scratch your butt in public.
Yeah, and then it's like a big stupid list about it. And then now they're doing quizzes. It's the dumbest crap ever, and I hate it.
Here's 17 and a half questions on why your dad was a failing father.
Yeah, that's not what they did.
No.
That's not a list that they made. But in their extremely great parodies of not only newspapers, but now websites,
mm-hmm.
The Onion has launched Clickhole.
Which is a great name, by the
First
way.
First off, it's a great name because anybody that puts that crap on their Facebook is a clickhole.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just the most ridiculous lists, like things that just don't make sense, and it's all parodies of that garbage on BuzzFeed. I think I sent it to you last night, and you didn't quite know what it was.
That's because I was in bed.
Okay.
And so I had, and we'll get to this in a minute, I had Abby sleeping in the bed with me last night.
Uh-huh.
I'm not very well rested today.
Oh.
She's a flailer and a flopper.
And a flaily
and
floppy.
Wake up and talk and sit up and, man, I just didn't get any sleep. Mm. So there's that. We don't have to get to it later.
Mm.
But you sent that to me last night, so I was kind of bleary-eyed and trying to get some sleep, and so...
So there's the first article you see on the main page is 7 classic 90s toys that weren't fun anymore after 9/11. Hilarious.
Well, let's see what they are.
Furby.
Mr. Bucket. Pogs, Gak, Crocodile Dentist. I don't think I ever saw that.
Oh, I
that
played
one.
Crocodile Dentist.
It's the caption underneath says, "Those people, those falling people."
It's just Crocodile Dentist. Like, it has nothing to do with the picture. It's just, it's like, it's so great that they're doing this. Because I hate BuzzFeed so much. It's such garbage.
You're garbage.
Wow.
You're
look,
garbage.
See, that's the fun of having the show in the middle of a room.
Mm-hmm.
Steamin' Willie Beeman just walks by and says, "You're garbage."
Yeah, thanks, Steamin' Willie.
So, yeah, so there's all kinds of stuff on here for Clickhole.
Check it out. Get a good laugh at BuzzFeed's expense. And don't post any things because I don't even get to see them anymore because I blocked all that garbage.
Thank you, Facebook,
for letting me block BuzzFeed articles. Ugh.
I don't know if I blocked all of them on Facebook.
I did. I don't have to put up with it anymore.
I realized last night.
What did you realize?
Since Erica's out of town, she's in Las Vegas at a convention, and I'm keeping the kids by myself for the remainder of the evening once I get home. It's me, Abby, Aiden, and Facebook, or Twitter, or Instagram. And I realized that those social media sites have done a great job helping me ignore my kids.
Good.
So
you're the dad I've always wanted.
My son will walk over with a toy, and you can just see it in his eyes, and he's saying, "Hey, Dad, let's play with this toy."
He's got Bub's face
on. He's got his hands up in the air, and he's moving his hands in a way that's saying, "Hey, pick me up."
You're staring
hey,
at
Daddy,
your phone, and you're just shoving
play.
His face away from you.
And I'm just mindlessly scrolling through Instagram photos and videos, or I'm trying to read people's updates. And my son is saying, "Dad, let's play. Let's play." And I'm saying, "Get out of my face, kid. I got social media to deal with."
That was very intense.
That's what I do. I bring it.
That was really intense.
When I got to bring it, I bring it.
It's been brong. Brong. You're a brunghole. You need to put the phone down.
I do, and I'll catch myself.
Just because your phone is bigger than your child doesn't mean you should play with it more.
Do those rules apply for what's going on in my pants because it's bigger than my phone?
We all know that's not true. We all know that's false.
How do you know?
That's obviously not true.
Are you being racist? You judging that on the color of my skin?
Yeah.
Like, oh,
you
yeah.
are, by definition, a honky.
White guy has got small
white
things.
White guy, picnic shirt, disheveled pants and boots.
I compromise with my microphone.
With your giant microphone.
And your phone.
Huge phone.
Yeah, well, that's
man
just the
way is making up for other shortcomings. It smells like a Big Mac.
It smells like a Big Mac in here, and there's bugs everywhere.
Yeah.
There's like little flying rodents. Did
McDonald's dropped their garbage off here? Because it smells like a Big Mac.
I bet, man. Or down the hall they probably did.
You know what we never did? We never got that Big King burger, because there's no Burger King even remotely close to us.
Yeah, there's not. There's one.
I say next road trip we go on, we have a taste test.
Well, you know what else we haven't done that we talked about doing a long time ago as well? Was going to the Ricky Bobby restaurant over there. And
well, we're never going to do that.
We should, though.
I don't want to do
it's
that.
It's a little farther down the road than you would like, but that's what I think we need to do.
I don't want to go to Ricky Bobby restaurant. You
Why?
Know how terrible it's going to be.
I don't care. We just need to go for the experience.
Oh, yes. I met Taco, the infinite hedgehog. There's a hedgehog here.
They're walking around with a hedgehog around here.
Yeah, there's a hedgehog.
Why?
He's hogging the hedges.
Well, where'd he come from?
He came from Carly's.
Oh, she owns it?
She owns the hog.
And she named it Taco.
Named it Taco the
hedgehog.
And
gave it a social media page.
Yes. Never not Taco.
Never not Taco.
It's never not Taco.
My sister once had a rabbit.
Mm-hmm. And what was its name? Stew?
Meat in Spanish.
Carne?
No.
Meat?
Meat in Spanish.
Was it meat in Spanish, like A Tribe Called Quest?
That was...
It was Meat in Spanish.
The name of the rabbit was Meat in Spanish.
Allison, what are you doing?
That's exactly what she was doing. She was doing it to confuse everybody. She'd say, oh, look, here's my rabbit. Oh, what's its name? Meat in Spanish. And everybody would say carne.
And then she'd be like, no, it's meat in Spanish.
Yeah, it's meat in Spanish.
So it's like a Tribe Called Quest.
Yes. It's awesome. So are you familiar with the Bitcoin?
Yeah, they're apparently sponsoring a bowl game in my neck of the woods. Used to be the Beef O'Brady's Bowl. Now it's the Bitcoin Bowl. Do you know that Bitcoin is Trey Peart's favorite thing in the world?
Why?
He loves it.
Why? It's part of Silk Road, and he was obsessed with Silk Road thing?
He's obsessed with Silk Road and the internet, too, and Bitcoin. He loves it.
How does one even go about getting on Silk Road? Not that I don't need the feds coming down on me. Not that I'm going to go on and try
See,
to
I don't
off
think
somebody
that this is
or
an
buy
optimal
drugs.
Line of questioning. Carly,
I just want to know. I want to know how that works.
I don't know.
How does one come into contact with somebody who knows how to get onto Silk Road or something like that?
Does it look like I know how to do that?
Carly, do you know how to get on Silk Road?
No, I've tried to figure that out before.
You've got to go through all the... I think it's pooping in your hand.
Oh, no.
Or is that a tail? Nope, that's poop in your hand.
Nice. Thanks, Carly. Can you bring me the garbage can and some hand sanitizer?
Taco the Hedgehog just pooped in Greg's hand.
Can you give me the garbage can? Nice. He left a little taco in my hand.
Oh, man, that was great. So Bitcoin is going to sponsor a bowl game... And it's not even legit currency yet, is it?
It is. It's worth $800 a Bitcoin.
Who has money to buy one Bitcoin like that? Who's going to do this?
People dealing drugs?
The exchange rate is ridiculous on that.
Well, yeah, it's Bitcoin. They weren't making money. They wouldn't have a bowl game.
Was it started by somebody like Jim Bitcoin?
Yeah, I think it was Dave Bitcoin.
Dave Bitcoin?
Davey Bits. Oh. They used to call him Davey Bits.
Is he from the Jersey Shore?
Yeah, Davey Bits. They'd always be like, hey, Davey Bits is here. One day he's going to own a money service, Davey Bitcoin.
He's going to own the Bitcoin. Good job, Bitcoin.
Yeah, so Bitcoin's got a bowl game. Get ready for people to win the Bitcoin Championship, which is probably just you get a handful of Bitcoins. And
at $800 a Bitcoin, I'll take it.
Yeah, a handful of Bitcoins, I'll take it.
That's gonna at least buy me lunch at Burger King.
Nah, they're going to have to give them a Bitcoin, and they'll be like, we don't take these.
Is it Slotsky's that takes Bitcoin now?
I don't know who takes Bitcoin.
There's a fast food restaurant that takes Bitcoin.
Mm.
Let's find out. You can elaborate.
About what?
Whatever you want.
About Bitcoining?
Yeah.
Well, I remember my days with Davey Bitcoin. He used to always be like, you know, guys, money's great, but imagine if money was internet money. And I'm like, what's the internet? And he was like, dude, you don't even know. I was like, Davey Bitcoin, are you from the future? And he'd go, yeah, man, I'm from the future. I'm Davey freaking Bitcoin, and I'm inventing this tomorrow. So he set up the architecture for Bitcoin years in advance. Like, we're talking, I was like 8, and he was talking about Bitcoining. And I'm like, man, Davey, you are a visionary. You're also 8. And then I watched him eat glue. And that's my life with David James Bitcoin.
That's good. Well, I can't find any restaurants that take Bitcoin, but I swear I've heard that. This one, Curry Up Now in San Francisco, takes it. But yeah. Well,
yeah, not many places accept Bitcoin. So if you are David James Bitcoin, please call me up. I need to talk to you.
Yeah.
I need you to hook me up with some coinage. And I need to figure out where I could spend it.
Oh, man. I watched him eat glue.
It's a good story.
Did you ever eat glue when you were a kid?
We all ate glue.
I don't remember if I did or not. I think I may have tasted it, but...
We've all eaten glue. I didn't, like devour it.
Yeah.
Like, you tasted it.
Why is that? Like, what's the thing? Why is glue just something that kids gravitate towards and be like, oh,
because it's available.
It's a snack.
It's available to eat. Like, people ate crayons.
It's what?
It won't kill them. And other kids do it.
Yeah. Point. I mean, I know it won't kill you, but I'm just wondering, like, why is it that you
eat? It's like marshmallow paste.
Okay, it looks like marshmallow paste.
Because you're playing with it. You're playing with it, and you're a kid, and kids just want to experiment and know what's going on in life. So you start eating glue.
Did you ever eat crayons?
I never ate a crayon, but I know people that did eat crayons.
Oh, man.
You get the box of crayons, and there's a chewed up one in it. You're like, what the hell?
That reminds me of the worst joke ever. I woke up one morning, or one afternoon. I was
this
at home.
A joke?
No, no, no. This isn't a joke. This legitimately happened. I was probably in third, fourth grade. I don't know. Mm-hmm. I was a kid. Mm-hmm. I was at the house, and mm-hmm. I was asleep. Mm-hmm. So my sister had been outside playing with her friends.
Yes.
And she comes inside and she wakes me up and says, hey, we have something for you outside. So I walk outside and they hand me a piece of gum, this multicolored piece of gum. And I grabbed it thinking this looks awesome. And I threw it in my mouth without
like
thinking.
A fruit stripe?
No, it was kind of short and squatty. And I start chomping down on it.
Yeah.
It was a damn crayon. And everybody starts laughing because I start to gag on it because it broke up in my mouth and I started to swallow pieces of it and I started to gag and throw up and I spit it out and I was really pissed and I was like, you guys suck! This is awful! Started screaming and yelling and then I looked down and they had painted my toenails while I was asleep too. That's the worst thing you can do to somebody.
Paint their toenails?
Trick somebody into thinking that they're going to eat a really cool fruity flavored piece of gum that's a crayon and then while you're asleep also paint your toenails. That's humiliating to me.
Wait a minute. This is the worst thing you could do to somebody.
To a third or fourth grader at the time, yeah.
But this is the worst thing you could do to somebody.
Well, I'm sure they could have grabbed some pliers and yanked my toenails off. That would have been pretty bad.
Yeah, they could have waterboarded you, but they didn't. They just gave you gum and painted your... God forbid.
It wasn't gum. It was a crayon.
Well, they gave you fake crayon gum, which all you have to do is spit out. Second thing...
And I was groggy because I'd just woken up from a nap.
The toenail paint isn't that big of a deal.
It sucked.
You had shoes. Did anybody ever
shoes?
Did anybody ever see you with the painted toenails? No, you have shoes that you could wear over it.
All of her friends that were outside, I'm young, I'm impressionable. I think her friends are hot. And I go outside and they give me a piece of crayon to chew, and they all laugh at me, pointing their fingers in my face. And then, through that awfulness, as I'm gagging on a crayon, I look down and my toenails are painted.
Man, it's really...
I was mortified.
It just sucks to be you.
Sometimes it does.
Yeah, and you've never recovered since.
I haven't taken the toenail
still,
paint off.
Still, the toenails haven't grown.
Yeah.
And they're just still hot pink or whatever color
they
are.
Yeah, I still have fourth grader
Barbie's,
foot.
Barbie's Corvette pink. Mm-hmm. That's why you always wear boots.
I don't want anybody to ever see my toes.
You have to show how manly you are. Because if they saw your pink nails, they'd be like, man, that guy is as queer as a $2 bill.
Yep.
Or $3 bill or whatever
right.
it is. I don't know why that's a thing. Why is that a thing?
I have no idea.
Who came up with that?
A redneck?
But what does it mean?
I don't know.
Hold on, I'm Googling this.
Do that.
I wish I could use both hands, but I cannot. Alas, I cannot.
He's holding his hand that the hedgehog crapped in out to the side. It was a little bitty, 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 bitty piece of poop. I think you'll be okay. Just wipe it on your shorts. You'll get all the germs off that way.
That's not how the things work.
Just wiping them on your pants, you don't get germs off that way?
That's not how it works. Okay, so it's like as phony... as a $3 bill is what it stems from. For some reason, it also became queer as.
That's dumb.
Yeah.
Whoever made that up, that's dumb.
Yeah, you're dumb, you 1920s people.
All right, let's
wrap
this thing
up. You're so smart, why are you dead?
Think because they just died of death?
No.
Yeah.
No.
Rank the show that we just did.
Out of what?
1 through 10.
I give it a Greg Jake.
All right, good. All right, go to our website, which is www.thegregandgregshow.com.
You don't have to do the WWWs anymore.
That stands for World Wide Web.
You don't have to.
You have to.
You don't have to do
WWWs. That's how people get onto the information superhighway.
Do you have to put https colon backslash?
Yeah, that's
backslash
how you. That's how you start your car.
Thegregandgregshow.com.
Yeah, that's how you start your car before you get onto the information superhighway.
No, you're just on the information superhighway.
That's what
nowadays.
HTTPS backslash colon colon colon.
You're totally wrong on that one.
Yeah.
It's colon like, backslash backslash.
That's like your car starting.
Hold on, one more time. Your colon, does your car have a hernia? GregGregShow.com. Thank you. We'll see you soon. Love you.
Join us next time on the Greg and Greg Show. Things will probably be just as weird.